Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. What could you guys like to talk about?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. He's got lots to talk about.
You can talk.
No. What's airing right now is phenomenal. He's doing right now on the air.
Oh, yeah, because it's just phenomenal. What Teresa.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
I can see what's coming, yeah.
It's a love story just being ripped apart. So what's better soap opera than that, right?
You can't win. Brady can't win.
I'm so unlucky in love, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
Not me, Brady.
Yeah. Right. Good thing real life is.
But let's face it. I mean, writers love to build it up just to break it down, and that's the name of the game.
That's right.
You can't just sit in a bathtub with chocolate-covered strawberries
that's
all the
right.
time.
That's right.
Well, I'd like to try, but
yeah, I know. I'd like to do it for a little while.
You guys have a cute dynamic on.
Yeah, we like it a lot.
Yeah, that helps when you like each other.
Yeah.
We actually do.
We do. That's the thing.
I swear to God, I'm not kidding.
We like each other, and we work together, and we like the way we work with each other.
Last year, you were like, something's coming up.
And I wasn't quite sure what. And then I went, does this have a happy ending? Please tell me.
Yeah, they don't tell us.
They don't tell us.
I think that's a misconception, too. They don't let us know a heck of a lot earlier than you guys find out.
Because maybe they don't want us to talk about it, or they don't want us to decide what we're going to do with it. They want us to be surprised and play it.
I think that Maggie had enough of being in the chair years
ago. Thank you, Jesus.
I remember that.
I know.
Did you have to do any research, kind of like how somebody
when I auditioned for the show, I didn't know she was a clone.
That's right. Yeah.
So all of a sudden, when I found out I got the show, my agent said, "Go over to Columbia at the time. Columbia, they have your crutches." And I'm going,
"What are you talking about?
My crutches?" I said, "Well, it was a good thing that I was a dancer, that I had enough coordination."
Yeah.
Because they would not let me use a chair. I could sit, but I couldn't use a chair. They wanted me on the crutches.
On the crutches.
So, yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah, remember that?
I do.
Remember that?
When I was first hired, they told me that I was going to come back to Salem to resolve issues with Chloe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was going to be with Chloe.
Uh-huh.
You know? Two scripts later, I'm with Nicole. Like, they wrote me, I had this little lunch with Chloe, and I said, "Well, things didn't work out for us, did they?" "No, they didn't." "Okay, bye, Brady. Have a good life." And the next scene, I'm like flirting with Nicole in the gym. So it's, they really don't let us know.
Right.
Crutches, people, we don't know.
Yeah.
The baby's not in it, so you still have the baby.
Oh, my son's still around.
Yeah, on this show, because Teresa left
both of us,
right.
Which is the most heartbreaking aspect about it. You know, bye family, see you later.
Yeah,
and it happens.
Yeah,
that's a scary thing.
Yeah, it happens in real life.
Yeah.
So they really tapped on something that's going on right now.
How many
single parents are out there, and not just mothers or fathers too?
It's complete abandonment.
Exactly.
It's horrible.
And that kind of came out of nowhere.
That did.
That was like, oh shoot, we got to run around.
Like summer came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh no.
But you think about life, how many things happen.
She's lovely, but
I know.
I know. I said, boy, they're really fishing. They must owe me some money. You know,
exactly.
I must be under
some long lost kids out of the day.
There's a lot of reasons why stories wrap up the way they do.
Yeah.
It still is. It's show business. It's not show play. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
We were there. You go. It was really fun seeing all the Kyriakos men.
Wasn't that wonderful?
Like that.
All that testosterone in one room.
Yeah. To have like eight people, to not have just two people.
My mom watches the show every day, and she's just, you know what? I don't know when she watches other soaps before we come on. I know a lot of people on other soaps.
Right.
And she says, you know what? I don't know if Jace has that many good-looking men. And I said, oh, my God, wait. Well, within 2 or 3 days, this scene comes out, and I went, hello?
And now you're like the only woman in that mansion now.
Hello?
With all these men.
Hello?
No, the one little girl and that with all the bowls.
I'm glad I'm walking. Walking and talking. Yeah.
It was funny because we all kind of came on set and we're all just kind of eyeing each other up. You don't think of men doing this, but we're all looking at each other, what each other's wearing.
Exactly.
You know, who's,
Oh,
who's
wonderful.
The top dog in this room
wonderful.
And what's going to happen?
So good.
At the time, none of us really knew who was going to come out on top.
Right, exactly. Right.
It was very real that way.
Right.
But much like in real life, when things happen, especially unfortunately tragic things, you don't see them coming.
No.
You know, because you made the comment, you know, it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Well,
it did.
Sometimes it does.
Yeah. It does, yeah.
And I think the story or the scenes are much, there's more depth.
Yes, tighter. They're tighter.
Instead of just boom, boom, you know, it reminds me of the old days.
It seems like there's less commercials for some reason, less commercial breaks.
Yes.
There's longer spaces with story and then a commercial.
And
for a while I got there was like, Jesus, every 2.5 minutes it was all cut.
And we didn't recognize half of them.
I know.
You know, somebody I know that watched it for a long time and they hadn't seen it.
This is in days.
I know.
Everything in moderation. You have to respect the veteranship of the show.
Right.
At the same time, of course, you have to invite new faces in, but keep it even. Right?
Exactly.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, they're gonna make us.
They're giving us the wrap.
Oh,
we were having fun.
We had a good time.
We have fun.
Well, we were together last year. And
yes,
I said,
yeah.
Put them together again.
Yeah.
Together.
It's like deja vu.